Vancouver is a diverse city, and that's why CITR is committed to multicultural programming. We feature music from all over the world: Ethiopia, India, France, Africa, Latin America, Russia, Iran, Jamaica, Italy, and Japan. And we don't only broadcast in English.
On diffuse dans un grand nombre de langues.
We broadcast in a number of other languages.
Pour sûr, il y aura une programmation multiculturelle à Vancouver. Supportez CITR maintenant. Appelez au 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT. Ou donnez en ligne à citr.ca/donate.
Help ensure that there will be multicultural programming in Vancouver. Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate securely online at citr.ca/donate.
CITR Fund Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit citr.ca to learn more.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
Mark,
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
I think the Friday Sunrise Bros are trying to set a world record for the longest radio promo spot of all time. Just blah, blah, blah. What is this? Okay. I'm sure it's very informative. But come on, everyone's got ADD, guys. It is Friday afternoon. It is 10 past 2 o'clock, so it means the Radio Zero is on the air now because we always start 10 minutes late. That's just our style. We're like Nardwar in that regard. I had a really average slice of pizza before the program, if you can believe it, from Pi R Squared.
That's too bad.
But it's just what it is. It's the most average pizza I've had in my entire life there.
Yeah. So every time, not just this particular pizza.
No, right down the middle of averageness. Cam Dales is in Calgary today. He's going to stop by the Dome and wish good luck to Jerome to take the cup home.
Home, Jerome.
How does it go?
Yeah, exactly. Talk to Jerome, take the cup home.
Come down to the Dome, see Jerome, take the cup home. You're from Calgary.
Yeah, I know. And
how does it go?
And I even used to do Flames TV, but I'm not even sure what that jingle is.
It was a radio rap, apparently, about Jerome taking it home at the Dome.
Jerome Aginla. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come on, Jerome. Why don't you bring the cup home to the Dome?
To the Dome.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that Calgary was always good at doing like the radio jingles. I remember they used to have I Want to Be a Flames Fan and You Can Be My Flames Girl from that old 80s track. I Want to Be a Cowboy and
You
Can Be My Cowgirl.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about that song.
Yeah, I Want to Be a Cowboy. Yeah.
Who did that?
Flames Fan. I can't even remember, but I just remember that it was like right when the Flames won the cup in
that song, and there was that rap song about the Wild Wild West. I think we're a similar year, maybe, perhaps.
They were, yeah. The Wild Wild West. Yeah. Remember that one, too. But anyways, yeah, they pillaged those ones to death for the Flames Cup run back in the 80s, and they were all on AM 106. I don't know if anybody ever remembers that station, but it was a good time.
Was it AM 1060?
Yeah, AM 1060. It turned into Mix 1060.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
unfortunate. And actually, it had one really, really good year where they kind of said, well, we're going down, so let's take the ship burn to the ground. And they played tons of good stuff.
Smoke them while you got them.
Yeah, exactly. They played like Nirvana before it went big. They played like, for a corporate radio station, they played tons of good stuff. They used to play like all that Seattle stuff kind of when it was coming into its own. And then, yeah, it would last for like a year and then it like died.
Black Hole Sun.
Yeah, before that, more like Jesus Christ pose.
Jesus Christ pose.
Soundgarden's coming back. Oh my God.
Speaking of Soundgarden, up next on Radio Zero, we have a little number from Vincent Gallo, the actor known as Vincent Gallo, put out a record called When. He is notable for his role in The Brown Bunny, the movie where he gets an on-screen beej from
Chloe
Savini.
That's right, or Savini, yeah.
Whatever her name is, I should know.
Buffalo 66, he loves those indie girls.
My roommate dated her briefly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
So he claims.
So he said.
She did fly him to Portland about a month ago, though.
You can't make stuff like that up, so I kind of believe him there. Anyways, Tyler, have fun. I'm going to bring you back some spam from Hawaii. And
please
and possibly
do.
A babe.
Please do. Well, enjoy your happy honeymoon there, Bob.
Thanks, buddy.
Anyways, back to the Vincent Gallo. This was from his album When on Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Oh, shit. There we go. Had to screw something up, right?
We'll be right back. Invader. Space Invader. Human Invader. Space Invader. Are you hiding away in Mansfield? Are you hiding from your sister? There's a baby boy and a baby girl. CCTV stolen their soul. Human Invader. Space Invader. Are you hiding from your past life? Are you hiding from the doctor? He said white bread cancer. And there's no clean air in Hampshire. Tell him.
Join the revolution.
All right. Hello. You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. And that last song there was Heavy Hawaii with Sleeping Bag. Prior to that was Anika with Yang Yang, or Yang Yang, it's spelled. Before that was Prinz Horn Dance School with You're the Space Invader, and that came off the Prinz Horn Dance School LP out on DFA Records a couple of years ago, like 2008, I think it came out. Yeah, 2008, I believe. I don't have the copyright date in front of me here. And we began the show off with a real smooth track by Vincent Gallo. The track was called Was, off of Vincent Gallo's LP called When. Man of many words. We are going to continue the program here tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. Kurt Vile will be playing, and unfortunately, I'm going to miss that. That sucks, Kurt. I really like Kurt Vile a lot. If you guys were lucky enough to catch his in-store performance yesterday at Zulu, that was probably awesome too. But yeah, if you have the night off, go to the Biltmore tonight and see Kurt Vile. He's playing with the Soft Pack. Let's play a Kurt Vile song, God Is Saying This to You, on Radio Zero. Saturday night at the Waldorf, I saw a girl dressed as Witch House, the genre embodied in a costume. This next song's for her. You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler Fedchuk. Nardwar is next to me in the studio, but he's working on something. I guess it's the Witch House Hour. The Witching House Hour. Or Witching Hour. Venom. That's a Venom song, yeah? Right, Nardwar?
Angel Witch. New album.
No, Venom did Witching Hour.
The Angel Witch have a new album.
And Angel Witch have a new album? Man, it's Witch City in here, up in here today. Not enough witching. Like I said, I saw a girl dressed as Witch House, the genre, embodied in real life on Halloween at the Waldorf Saturday night. That was awesome. I think Witch House is the most hilarious thing in the world. The last song we just heard there was Games. The track was Planet Party off of the EP called That We Play. Games, Canadian Connection, I guess he did a remix of a CFCF song about a month ago. Before that was Holy Other with Year Love, YR Love, and that's was right smack dab in the middle of our Witch House, or Witch House Witching Hour on Radio Zero. Before that was Balam ACAB with Big Boy, and prior to that was Magic Mountain, and the track was Plains, and that's a good sort of real late night jam, if you're having a really late night, I suppose, and having whatever. If you're in the dark at 5 a.m., listen to that. Or now, the middle of the afternoon on Friday. Before that was Invisible Conga People with Cable Dazed. That came off of the Italians Do It Better compilation of singles and stuff that they've put out on 12 inches called Solid Gold. So that came out about a month ago, I think, as well. And before that, last time I talked was Kurt Vile with Beach on the Moon and the weird sort of intro to the album, God Is Saying This to You. And as I said earlier, Kurt Vile is playing tonight at the Biltmore. I think the doors for that are, I think Kurt Vile's playing around 11 o'clock maybe. But yeah, check that out. Timber, I think Timber's putting it on. I really wish I was going to see that. Unfortunately, I have other obligations. Well, not terribly unfortunately. I'm just bummed I get to miss the, or have to miss the show. I am DJing tonight at the Astoria for the Prohab Helmet Society, which gives helmets to people by donation. They're having their second annual calendar. I guess by definition, a calendar must be annual. Release party tonight and fundraiser for the Prohab Society to give people who wouldn't maybe be able to afford helmets by donation. So it's for a good cause. Also tonight, Big Gay Husbo's party at the Waldorf XO is happening. It's all three rooms, nine DJs or something. J-Man, Eric, Devereaux, Secco, Camdales, James Bull and Malcolm from Sun Wizard, Tony X from Tony and the X's. From Needles and Pins. Tony is playing, DJing there. Him and James and Malcolm and Camdales play rock and roll stuff in the Tiki Lounge upstairs normally, but Malcolm and Cam Dales are out of town, or Malcolm has to work, and Cam Dales is in Calgary, checking out Jerome at the Dome, taking the cup home. I'm living in the 90s. Or sometime in the early 2000s. Does Jerome McGinley even play hockey anymore still?
Who's the next door neighbor that showed your dad the cup?
Esa Tikkanen. Right. Esa Tikkanen and my dad got drunk out of the Stanley Cup one time. So take that, Calgary and Jerome. I don't even think you guys got a cup ever. If you did, I never heard about it because I was living in Edmonton at the time. We were too proud of ourselves. Right. So at the XO at the Waldorf, J-Man, my gay husband's party. Yeah, we're James Bull and Tony. James Bull from Sun Wizard and Tony X from Needles and Pins. So it's Wizard X. We'll be DJing upstairs. I'm so clever. Wizard X is DJing upstairs in the Tiki Room. I'm playing at the Astoria, like I said. Who's playing the band? Peace. I like Peace a lot. They were Peace the Band. Was Peace the Band at the Shine last night getting loaded? I think they might have been. Hopefully. Dead Voices and Keep Tidy, along with Neil Hildebrandt. He's representing the internet tonight at the Astoria. Jake Madison, he's representing Damaged Goods, and Dustin Bromley, and me, I'm representing something, my public life. Whatever. Let's get back to more music here. Let's continue our trend, our trending here, but we're going to get to more guitar-oriented music eventually. But on the way, we're gonna have some local Witch House. I don't even know what this stuff is anymore. I'm just going to call everything Witch House from now on. It's a blanket statement. This is Blood Diamonds, local producer Blood Diamonds, with the track Heart. I know Cam Reed loves this guy. Here you go, Vancouver. Blood Diamonds with Heart on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, Vancouver. Radio Zero. We'll be right back.
Here at CITR, we have the best DJs. Think about becoming one at that level. Be one of the 6 lucky winners to attend Tom Lee Music's new to DJing workshops, and you will get a 1-hour one-on-one crash course to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, and scratching, as well as insight into the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. One of Vancouver's top DJs will show you the ropes in Tom Lee Music's Next Level Studios. It's all part of the Next Level Learning Center, offering courses in songwriting, music career development, music business and networking, live performance coaching, software recording, and much more. Tune in to Synaptic Sandwich, Crimes and Treasons, and Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. For contest details, visit CITR.ca.
This afternoon is proudly brought to you by Tom Lee Music. My name is Tyler Fedrick. You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. I need to get one of those radio effect things where I can just sound like I'm on like an FM, like top 40 rock and roll station, like how Mac DeMarco made that advertisement for his CD on YouTube. Mac DeMarco from Make Out Videotape made a really good advertisement on YouTube. Look it up, Make Out Videotape on YouTube. Watch your ass. Let's continue on here. That last song was Blood Diamonds with Heart. Blood Diamonds is a local guy from Vancouver. That's as much as I know. We'll ask Cam Reed all about him. Let's hear a brand new-ish song, new to this program, from Wild Nothing, one of our 2010 favorites, I guess. Wild Nothing. Your Rabbit Feet on Radio Zero.
Yeah.
All right, that this song that's wrapping up currently is Wild Nothing with Your Rabbit Heart off of the Golden Haze EP. Wild Nothing, Your Rabbit Heart from the Golden Haze EP. And if you are listening and you do not know this, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, and all of the songs that we play are listed there as we play them. So in case you're wondering what is on the air right now, just go to twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio and all of the, like I said, yeah, whatever we're playing and whatever dumb jokes we happen to be making up at the time and I think we're so smart are all listed there. This next song is a new one from White Arrows. The track is 8050. Too Fast, Too Slow on Radio Zero.
Too fast. sick, that. Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Pull it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it. Yeah, 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 that's sick, that is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what, I've got actually the perfect one. Baseline! Oh, wicked, now put a donk on it.
I love that CITR station ID. Whoever made that one really knocked it out of the park there. That last song we heard there was Tonetta with Drugs, Drugs, Drugs. And man, is that ever just a feel-good song of the fall. How about that, eh? Before that, I played a track by a UK group called Guards. That song was Swimming After Dark. And I'm not even going to say it. Not even going to bring it up. Shimmering Stars out of Vancouver before Guards with I'm Gonna Try, and man, that is a tune. Shimmering Stars, way to go, guys. I think maybe we're gonna invite you guys to, well, we'll talk about that later too. Okay. Incomplete Thoughts with Tyler Fedchuk on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. White Arrows before Shimmering Stars, we heard the track 8050, Too Fast, Too Slow, and we began our guitar-oriented session here with Wild Nothing, and the track was Your Rabbit Heart. Right. One more thing to mention this weekend before we wrap up Nardwar's coming up next. Tomorrow night at the Astoria, me and Cam and Tony, a bunch of our friends, are all holding a fundraiser for my best friend when I was growing up. James Holt has cancer again. He used to actually co-host this show with me when we did it overnight from like Sunday nights from 2 a.m. till 8 a.m. He's got to get a really expensive experimental treatment to continue on getting treatment with our health system. But he's got to pay for this thing because it's still experimental. So everyone's rallying hard to raise loot for James, and it's looking good to get all some money. But tomorrow night we're having a fundraiser, or we're having a party at the Astoria, and all the loot's going towards James and his pursuit of life. And we need to keep this guy around for as long as possible. He's really one of the good ones. So tomorrow night Needles and Pins will be playing. Friends of mine that I grew up with, Gross Misconduct, are also playing, and they're doing a Slayer cover set. Which, man, I am so stoked about. All I ever want to hear in bars is a band playing Slayer, but no one ever does it. So these guys are going to do it. They're going to play some Slayer songs live at the Astoria tomorrow night. As well as myself and Cam Dales will be DJing, playing like as like Wild Zero DJs, probably playing mostly rock and roll, punk rock, stuff like that. Whatever, you know, house party kind of music we'd like to listen to. So it's tomorrow night at the Astoria. Doors are at 9. Covers by donation, suggesting $10. And if you donate $10, you get into a raffle with tons of great prizes. Potentially, I think we might be giving away Canucks tickets, maybe some shred gear, some snowboard stuff. We'll see. I've got to get that out today, get all the sort of giveaway stuff from sponsors sorted out today. But anyways, regardless, it's going to kick ass, regardless of it. If you're getting any prizes or not, come on, seeing a band play Slayer songs and live, and at the same time raising money to keep my best friend alive, come on, let's do this tomorrow night at the Astoria, 9 till 2. We're wrapping up the show here. I'm going to get to Anthony's Dead Kennedys request. Nardwar is coming up next. I dug up all of the Dead Kennedys LPs out of the library. Not too much graffiti on these things, except for one of them says, Fat men are God, or go. Fat men are go. I love the graffiti on the record sleeves, by the way, in college radio stations. It's hilarious. It's like how the DJs were talking to each other, and they have big, long-winded, ridiculous arguments on record sleeves. I think me and Cam want to make a book of all that stuff. Anyhow, whatever. That's coming up. Something I've been playing way too much around the house lately. Old Iggy Pop song, Neighborhood Threat. Man, this is a tune. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned for Nardwar. This is Neighborhood Threat by Iggy Pop on Radio Zero, CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, radiozero.ca. Follow us on the Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio. And man, do we ever have some great jokes on there. Ha ha. That's it, man. Okay, right. Neighborhood Threat by Iggy Pop, followed up by some Dead Kennedys and maybe some more Nardwars up next. Have a wonderful weekend.
Control you, 100% natural. Shotgunning.